let me now welcome the Renaissance City Choir. Renaissance City Choir, and I'm parting them for a moment. Wow, I haven't had a chance to count you yet, but there are a lot of people here. I'll do that now that I can see you all. Can you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about the choir?
Sure. So, as you know, Renaissance City Choir, this is actually just some of us. So the choir is about 2.5 times this size when we have everybody. Today, I think we have approximately 35 here. You can count, let me know if I'm wrong, but about 35 of our members here. We rehearse every Tuesday night. Today, we're very excited to give you just a taste of our holiday concert that's coming up. We wouldn't want to sing you the whole concert, or then people wouldn't have a reason to come. So I'm actually going to also invite Morgan up. Morgan is our president, and Morgan is wonderful at talking about the choir because she has been with the choir much longer than me. So I'm going to pass it over to her for a second.
But before hand, your name?
Oh, I'm Kim. Kim Scott.
And how long have you been with the choir?
This is my second year with the choir, so my fourth, I guess, big concert coming up. So I did all of last year and now going into our holiday concert this year.
Terrific, Kim. Morgan, I was hoping I'd get a chance to meet you too. How long have you been with the choir and what drew you to it?
I joined RCC in 2010 when I moved back to town after college, and I was really just looking for something fun to do. I love to sing, and RCC definitely sounded like the most fun choir in town. So I was definitely right about that, and I've stuck around for a long time, and I'm involved with the board of directors and helped him make sure that the choir keeps going so that we can keep growing. You know, we have over 100 singers this year, which is amazing. And we'll be back in person for our holiday concert for the first time since 2019. So we're so excited to have our concert back in the sanctuary of East Liberty Presbyterian Church this year. And we hope some of your listeners will join us.
What night is it? When? Now we know where, but how about the when?
That'll be Saturday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., and we have tickets available on our website, rccpittsburgh.com. Please do get your tickets. It's going to be a beautiful show. We'll also be joined a small set with the all-voice barbershop chorus, Vocal Confluence, so that'll be another fun part of the concert.
So I see a familiar last name there. Are you... Steve Hawkins, right? Is there any relation?
No relation, just a fun coincidence, yes.
That's really something, because if my memory is right, Vocal Confluence, Steve Hawkins
exactly.
Is one of the... That's really something. So that is, again, the first Saturday in December, and at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church?
That's right, yes.
And let me encourage you, by the way, if you'd like to... As you listen, send a text message. I'll make sure I relay it. You might have, who is Kathleen's, do you want to say, do you want to identify yourself and say hi back?
Sure, my name is Lisa Stone and my mom is listening in Newark, Ohio. Hi mom, I love you.
Wonderful, good to see you. Thanks, Mrs. Stone. And let's find out the song you just did. And I love the classical interjections in that. The arranger deserves some credit here. Who did? Chuck. Oh, good old Chuck Bridwell. You always recognize his pieces. And actually, I don't know choir. You can tell, but does he frequently arrange things?
Not a name that comes up regularly. No. But yeah, it's a super fun piece. Obviously, very recognizable for the Deck the Halls part of it. But also, he's had some fun with interjecting some also very recognizable classical pieces into there. So it's appropriately named various themes on Fa La La.
It's a lot of fun. Well, next up is. An a cappella Christmas and the most wonderful time of the year?
Yeah, so we're actually going to do this semi a cappella with a little help from our piano. But this is from a collection of pieces, and we're going to sing a couple of them today. And the first one is The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Once again, the Renaissance City Choir.
Will be glowing.
They sound just beautiful. Once again, you expect to hear applause, but it's just us. We can applaud each other. I counted 31, by the way. A prime number, and also, did I forget the accompanist? I might. I'll have to recount. There's a few too many of those going around these days. Let's see. Emily's getting all the messages. So you can also send messages to anybody at 412-200-5975. This is from Emily. I'm sorry. To Lisa. Lisa's getting all the messages. Tell Lisa her niece and grandniece love hearing her. Oh, it is a different. Okay, I feel better. So this Lisa. Yeah. Okay, let's have you. I think these are both to you. Do you have relatives in the Lancaster area?
Thanks, Emily. I appreciate that. Emily is my niece in Lancaster, PA, and her daughter Ellis is currently at a hip hop class. But Emily said that she would have her earphones on and be listening to us. So I figured that would be a cool experience watching Ellis do hip hop while we're listening to our holiday concert.
Excellent. And it says here they adore you.
I adore them also.
Isn't that nice? And then this one is from Monica to Lisa. Lisa.
That's me.
That's you. Hey, Lisa, you sound great, writes Monica. How did you know that was you?
Well, Monica used to be in the choir, too. I think some people will remember Monica. She was a soprano and very vocal and a firecracker. And Monica and I go way back, and we've done some camping in Michigan and traveling with some of our friends from other parts of the country. And thanks for listening, Monica. Hopefully Jamie's there, too, listening.
Well, thank you for writing. As long as I'm in this area, I'd like to ask the accompanist to just...
My name is Islay Hemmer. I am the accompanist for this choir just for today. And I am from Brazil. I'm a doctorate student at WVU in Morgantown.
Wonderful. Between the next two songs, we'll give you each a chance if you have a shout out or want to say hello. But let's go to the next song. First, I want to be sure you have time to play, and I'm going to turn to Kim and ask her what's coming up.
Sure. So we're going to sing Let It Snow right now, which, of course, we've had a little of in the last few days, a little early in the season. I will say it's kind of a novelty for me. I'm Australian, but have lived in the US for quite some years now. But for most of my life doing choral work in Australia, we would sing songs like this, but it would be 110 degrees outside while we were doing it. So it was kind of crazy singing Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow when that clearly was never going to, not even in the winter. So for me, it's kind of nice to sing these songs when it actually might snow, although I'm totally fine if it doesn't as well.
I think you've covered all your bases there. If people like snow, they are happy. If they don't like snow, they're happy. You're good. Here again, the Renaissance City Choir.
As long as you love me so, let it snow.
one of these days we need to get you to do jingles for us. It would be. let's see, another message to Edie Sheely. Edie. Wow, everybody's organized. All of our, is there, you can't see this, but the three messages have been the three people in a row. Let's see, from Natalia, Edie, I love you, and I can't wait to hear the full concert soon. I had a feeling. Oh, there she is, because she said, love your favorite cheerleader from the back.
Yes.
I was going to say, do you want to say hi back? But she's right there.
She is. I can just wave and say thank you so much. We appreciate her support as always. And she is our biggest fan club. She likes to follow us around wherever we go.
So while we're in this vicinity, maybe we'll start with you and then you. And could you just pass the mic over in this direction? Or actually, I can do it. It'll be easier. If you just want to... if you have any shout outs, it's fine. If you just want to give your name or neighborhood or both, that's fine too. Are you cool with that? Okay. How about you, sir?
Sure. Hi, my name is John Mueller, and I actually travel in from Indiana, Pennsylvania to sing with the choir.
Wonderful. And we're carried on their radio station, so hopefully, or one of their radio stations, so I hope they're listening.
Hi, I'm Becca, and just like to say hey to my fam in Oregon when you guys get to listen to this.
Yes, they will probably take advantage of the on-demand version, I guess.
Hi, my name's Meg Booth. I'm a Yinzer from Pittsburgh. Shout out to anyone from Pittsburgh.
Hi there, Kelsey Ford. I'm just right up the road in Bellevue. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Phoebe McCarthy, and I just moved to Pittsburgh, and this is my first year with the choir.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Shirk. It is a pleasure and a privilege to serve on the board of directors of Renaissance City Choir as a choir rep for the altos and the accessibility coordinator. I love RCC.
And who does this? Hi, I'm Paula Gray. I'm from Monroeville, and I say hi to my family, who's hopefully listening there.
And any more? You're welcome. I have a no. And a no, and a no. Yeah, let's just keep going.
Hi, my name is Douglas. I live over in Forest Hills. I've been in the choir since 2008, and I'm also one of the choir reps on the board.
I think, let's get everybody. So we, now, rather than again.
Hi, Mike from Swickley. Hello to family in Swickley as well as in Cincinnati.
What's wonderful is to hear all the neighborhoods everybody is from, and also the individual voices.
Hi, my name is Brian Williamson. I just want to give a shout out to my boss who actually let me come today, Tim Ludwig from Ludwig's Bloom and Garden. Thank you for letting me be here. And I would also love to give a shout out to my husband, Stephen Windsor. I love you.
Thank you for doing that. And a very clever way of acknowledging your boss.
Hello, my name is James. I'm from Swickley. Been with the chorus for a couple of years now. We moved here from Cincinnati, where we sang with the men's chorus in Cincinnati for a good 20 years. Shout out to our family in Swickley. Shout out to our family in Cincinnati and Fort Lauderdale and in New Brunswick, Canada.
Lovely.
Hello, John Colburn. I live on Neville Island and have been singing in the choir for 10 years now. And this is my family in Pittsburgh.
My name is Kachan D. My wife and I moved here from Lebanon County. This is our first year with the choir, and we're happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Madison. You may recognize me. I was here a few weeks ago with May Day Marching Band.
I do, even with the mask. I do remember. What were you playing?
I was playing all the drums. I showed you around from Southside. Happy to be here. This is my first year with the group.
Excellent. Thanks, Madison. And just you can give me a head shake if you're a no.
Hi, this is Michael. I live in Bloomfield. Shout out to my family in Texas. And I'm really proud of our LGBTQ community and allies here in the choir.
Hi, I'm Jim Smith from O'Hara.
It's my first year in the choir, and I just want to say hello to my whole family, and in particular my three grandsons who may be listening in, but will be attending our concert, and it'll be the first choral concert they've ever attended.
So. Oh, that's wonderful. How old are they, roughly?
Five and a half, he would tell you. Four and a little over a year.
Nice.
Hi, my name is Lydia. I've been in the choir since 2012, and I'd like to shout out hi to Chris, Julia, Elena, all the McShanes, and all the Leones. Love you all.
Hi, my name is Julia Ripple. I've been in the choir for a number of years now. I live in Bloomfield. Hi, Mom and Dad, and anyone else in my family who's listening.
Hi, I'm Tessa. I grew up in Greensburg, moved to Pittsburgh 2004, and joined the choir in 2015.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I live in East Liberty, and I joined the choir just a few months ago.
As you listen, if you're wondering, we're halfway through the choir introductions. No, we just have about five more to go.
Hi, I'm Delaney Hathaway, and I just wanted to shout out my family from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and my brother, who's currently in military training. Really excited. I just want to send a message. Keep fighting. You're almost done.
Does Fort Wayne do daylight saving time?
They do, and it's weird, and I don't love that because they're so far away. So, like, night times in the summertime, it's, like, still light at 11 p.m.
It's some of Indiana does not, am I right?
That is correct, yeah. Only like the eastern side that's closest to Ohio does, but the other side that's closest to Illinois does not.
Yeah, it gets really confusing if you know people there.
Hi, I'm Laura Whitman D. I live in Mount Washington, and I just want to shout out our family listening.
Hi, I'm Amanda Perrote. I've been in the RCC for about 10 years. And I wanted to say hello to all of our other RCC members who aren't singing with us right now and send out love to our past, present, and future members.
Hi, I'm Vivian. I'm new to both the choir and Pittsburgh. Shout out to my family in upstate New York.
My name is Shayla. I started with the choir right before the apocalypse. I'm hoping some friends of mine from Chicago and Michigan might be listening.
Excellent. Did anybody forget to say anything, or did I miss anybody? Everybody good? Wonderful. Let's get back to the music again. If you want to send a note to somebody you're listening to from afar, 412-200-5975 is a text method, or you can go to slbradio.org/listen and use instant input. Well, we have time for one more. No, I'm going. Do you really only have two more? My goodness. What's next?
So now we're going to a song that's not so much about the holiday season. It's really just about winter. So this is called A Marshmallow World. And really it's just talking about, you know, the winter clouds and the, you know, the fun, I guess, of winter. I struggle to find the fun in winter occasionally, but
if we have time, since there's only one more song after this, you can teach me rhyming slang. No, I'm just
yeah, sure. I can anything you want.
I could be caught or taught, whatever, however that I was stuck in an airport once with a couple of people from Australia, and we had a good time doing that. We both needed each other.
So, Australians do like to travel.
We will talk a little bit about the concert again afterwards, and I have some questions too about membership and getting engaged. But first, let's have you perform again. Here they are. Are we all set? You're totally gone without a microphone.
I think the whole chorus would like to give a thanks to Kim, who she is our wonderful leader. She travels here every week from West Virginia, and she's just a joy to work with, and she has so much passion for this work, and I think I speak for everyone when we say we just adore her and thank her.
I'm so glad you did that. And Kim looks like she's blinking back tears. So let's find out about A Marshmallow World. Here they are, the River City, or I'm sorry, the Renaissance, I'm going to Music Man, I'm sorry, the Renaissance City Choir. Absolutely beautiful. Kim, I'm going to bring you over here if you don't mind, so we can make sure everybody can hear you on the radio. Do you accept members? And I'm sure you must. No? here's a group whose mission involves acceptance and genuine interaction, and it's like, do you accept members? I had a feeling I knew the answer. How do you go about that?
So the best thing for people to do if they're interested in joining us is to actually go to our website. And at the bottom of the front page of the website is the opportunity to sign up for our mailing list. If they're on the mailing list, they'll get all information about, signing up for. What we do is essentially a voice placement. So it's a sort of audition, but it's very, very, very relaxed, right? Yes, okay. So it's not scary. We just want to make sure that, people are singing the right voice part for their individual voice. So we will be doing those in January when we start our new season, which we will start rehearsals for on January 10th. So on January 10th, we will have our first rehearsal leading up to what will be our cabaret show. which happens in March. So it's a great time for people to think about joining us for next season. It would be a great opportunity for them to come and hear us at the holiday concert, see what we're all about, see what the choir looks like and what they sound like, and then they can certainly sign up to come and join us. They can also just email me directly as well, director@rccpittsburgh.com, and all of those contact details are listed on the website.
Nicely done and summarized. Thank you. Let's talk about the concert again, the date and the place and the time.
Yeah, so we'll be at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. We're doing this concert in the sanctuary, which is just a glorious space. And it will be at 7:30 on Saturday, December 3rd. Is that all? Yes. Where, when, time? Yes, I think.
Yes, the how is obvious.
Yes.
I have a few more notes to give to you. High choir. Oh, whoops, I hope I didn't delete that. I'm not used to doing this all at once. Opal, anybody know Opal? Yes. Opal writes, to all of you, this is Opal. I miss you so much. You sound amazing. Oh. And Jan Cutter of Greensburg. love you, Addison. Jan writes from Greensburg, and you better complete the cycle. You love her.
Yeah, that's right. I love you, Mom.
Okay. That's important. Who's this one? This is Phoebe. Hi, Phoebe writes a number ending in 271. We can't wait to come and hear all of you. Area code is 860, if that helps.
In Connecticut, that would be my
parents. Okay, do you want to say anything to your parents other than you should sign your text? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I appreciate that they tried, even though they didn't understand that they had to sign the text. So thank you. I love you.
And I'm just teasing. You wouldn't think you had to if we were. Now you won't, because I'm going to write your names there. Casey Stone writes from Newark, Ohio. Wonderful choral music. Love the harmonies. Can't wait for your concert. Yay, altos. much love. This is the way a kid would sign a note to be dismissed from school. Much love, Lisa Stone's mother. And let me make, we talked about Monica, and I do think there's one. Oh, they're coming in here. We're old. That's from your parents, I think. That's like a two-word story. What's that, Kim?
I said, I also don't think they signed that one either.
Jamie G. Writes, Lisa, you go, woman. Lots of love your way. And I promise I won't continue. There is one I think I deleted accidentally. So let me just, I'm old. Let me go back to that. Tell you, if I don't find it now, I'll find it later, and that's what I'll do. I think there's one more in there, but I'll be able to find it, of course.
So one thing I thought of this because we're getting lots of these messages from people outside of the state. So for anybody who is listening who isn't able to make it in person to our concert, we will also be live streaming the concert. So if you are in Pittsburgh, we would love to have you come and join us. Or as as was mentioned, I drive up from Morgantown, West Virginia. You could come from there too. It's not that far. but if you are too far away to be able to join us, then definitely jump on. You can buy a ticket to see us live in your living room.
How nice. What a great way to do it. Turn on the fireplace, assuming the weather is still like tonight.
Oh, yes. We also want to mention that we have that live stream due to Kathy Schneider, who has actually sponsored the cost of that to allow us to bring that to people's living rooms.
How nice. Kathy, if only you could hear all the people saying Kathy Schneider, Kathy Schneider. For a moment, I thought that was like a new kind of like greeting or Kathy Schneider. That's very kind. That's not easy to do and set up without some support like that. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I might not have given you room to?
Yeah, I just want to mention, and this is sort of a lead into the last song that we're going to sing, but one of the very important things for us is to embrace the holiday season in its entirety as best we can, understanding that different people will be celebrating the holidays in different ways and different holidays. So we will be singing music that is about Christmas. We'll be singing music that is about Hanukkah. We will be singing just fun holiday music. We will be singing a wonderful piece called Still I Rise, which embraces all of the concepts of Kwanzaa. So despite what holiday you might be celebrating this season, even if it's your own version of this time of year, we will certainly have something for everybody, and we'd encourage everybody to come and enjoy that mixture.
Wonderful. Mom and Dad, wish Phoebe a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Cynthia in Pittsfield says we love you so much. Aunt Lydia, I know you immediately know who Cynthia is. We love you so much, Aunt Lydia. Always so wonderful to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, Cynthia, thank you. I love you so much. And give Oliver a big hug and Zach too. Love you. Thanks for listening.
I will look for more when I go back into the studio. And what is your next song?
So we're actually going to sing a song about Hanukkah. This one has a little fun with the holiday. It's called Hanukkah in Santa Monica. So it plays with the various holidays and where we might want to spend them. This one's a little close to my heart because I do miss a summery Christmas, summery holiday season. I will not be spending Christmas in Australia, but we will sing about Hanukkah in Santa Monica.
This is a great song written by Tom Lehrer. If we have a lot of folks who love his music. I'm going to sneak back. Oh, of course.
I should say this because we're actually not going to sing the whole song. So if you want to hear the whole song and you like it, you will have to come to the concert or watch the live stream. But this song will also feature some soprano saxophone from our very own Amanda, who's over here in the soprano section today. So we're just going to give you a little taste of it, really. And then come along on December 3rd and you'll hear the whole thing.
Sounds good. Let me again welcome to you and for your ears the Renaissance City Choir.
I'm spending Hanukkah.
There they are, the Renaissance City Choir. I found the message that I deleted, too. Hello, choir. Hello, choir from Stacy. Stacy writes, sorry I couldn't be there today, but I can't wait for our concert. You all sounded great, and I'll second that. Thank you to the Renaissance City Choir here at the Saturday Light Brigade.